to SROA Soundboard, a podcast for radiation oncology administrators. I'm Tammy McCausland. Tina Berry is joining us today for our In Conversation with Administrators series. Tina is the Assistant Director of Oncology Institute and Breast Cancer at Southern Illinois Healthcare. Welcome, Tina.
Thank you. I'm happy to be joining you today.
Can you tell me briefly about your journey to your current position?
Sure. I aspired originally to be an ultrasound tech, and then when I went into the radiologic science program, I did shadowing for all the subspecialty groups that they offered in the program. And when I did my observations of radiation oncology, I really enjoyed just the atmosphere and the interaction with patients. And I kind of always knew that I wanted to be in a leadership role. And so I've had strong mentorship throughout my career. And so I had worked at Barnes and St. Louis for 10 years, and I had strong leaders that advocated and kind of grew me into leadership roles there. So I went from a staff to a senior to lead to supervisor, in which time I obtained my MBA at Webster University. And then I had taken on a role at St. Francis in Cape Girardeau as a manager for radiation oncology for the hospital and then also an off-site center. And then I was asked to take on medical oncology. And so my passion really lies within oncology in general. And then recently I was offered a position here at SIH in Carterville, Illinois. And so now I'm an assistant director for the Cancer Institution and also the Breast Imaging Center.
Congratulations on your new role. I hope it's great for you. You mentioned the importance of having, or you've had a lot of leaders and strong mentorship along the way. So given that's the case, who inspires you and why?
So I think that the people that have really inspired me are a lot of female leadership, just being aware of differences in gender roles and also being comfortable in being a female in leadership. But also my grandmother was in leadership as well, which is kind of a little different for her generation. And also I have an older sister, and she's in leadership in clinical trial role at University of Chicago. So I've had strong leadership in my family as well to aspire myself into the leadership aspect as well.
What is it that you like about being in the leadership position?
For me, it's really about advocating for the patients and also being comfortable in critical conversations and advocating for the employees that I'm blessed in being a servant leader for. And so every day I come to work with a joyful heart and making sure that I focus on what are the needs that surround the people. I take that to heart and I don't take it lightly. I know it's a privilege to be in leadership on a daily basis. So I definitely want to be listening to what's going on. I'm very wanting to be very approachable in the leadership aspect and being front and center in front of patients and the clinic as well.
And what do you find most challenging about leadership, especially in oncology?
Well, I think healthcare is just changing as a whole. And so as a leader, I think it's really important to be as transparent as possible with employees, and just give them enough not to scare them. Obviously, they don't have the training of leadership aspect, but they want to be involved in decision-making. And so I think it's really hard as we navigate the changes in reimbursement and having to become more lean and more creative in things as far as leadership and how do we provide that same quality care and have longevity with our employees. I think that that's really been a challenging task, especially this last year.
What do you hope to accomplish in your current role and then ultimately as you continue to grow your career?
For me, I think that my ultimate goal is just to stay somebody that people are comfortable in looking towards. I want to be a mentor and, you know, make myself that people look up to. And I think that's really important as a leader, that you are mindful in how you represent yourself, because you're representing them and the institution that you work for every day. So I just want to make sure that I stay very embedded within the fields that I lead and being educated to make sure that I keep them up and coming within the field and what patients are really looking for in their healthcare.
What professional organizations do you belong to and why?
So I'm only involved with SROA, but I'm very much involved with committees as far as surrounding foundations within the institution, community benefits with outreach programs, and also just different platforms to advocate for cancer patients and making sure that they're staying on top of their screenings.
And when you're not at work, what do you like to do in your free time?
I'm very much an outdoor enthusiast. I like riding my bike. I like to do kayaking, going for hikes, being very involved with my kids as far as their soccer games and practices. And I also do children education at Sunday school.
What are you currently reading?
Reading Think Like a Monk by Jay Shetty.
And is it a favorite book that you would recommend?
Yeah, I think that it's really important to have health mentally as a leader and thinking outside just healthcare. It's easy to get wrapped up with the role when you're passionate about it and just finding personal times for self-growth. But as far as authors, I really like John C. Maxwell as an author overall.
And what's on your playlist?
I think working in radiation oncology and having that background and always letting patients have their song selection, it's really made me an eclectic music listener, and it really just depends on my mood.
Okay. What gets you pumped up, though?
Probably R&B and listening to just upbeat music.
What's the best advice you've ever received?
I think the best advice that I'd ever received is don't take criticism from people you would never go to for advice.
And based on everything you've learned over your life and your career, what advice would you offer others?
The best advice that I'd be able to give people is to give yourself and others grace. You just never know what people are dealing with, especially as a leader. I think you're always looked at critically in your role, and knowing that you yourself are always learning as well.
That's wonderful. Thank you for participating in our In Conversation with Administrators series. I really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you for listening to SROA Soundboard. We hope you will join us again. For more information, visit www.sroa.org.